If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, November 3rd, 2024. We are one day, 9 hours, 59 minutes, 31 seconds to going deep into the heart of the most important election in world history. We are only a few days away from the potential shutdown of InfoWars, emblematic of how dangerous the situation is globally and to free speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down, as we build in this quickening, the most important broadcast I've ever done, and tomorrow will probably be even more important, and so on and so forth, because the quickening is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I was born for this. I was born to be alive right now in the battle for our republic and a fight to stop nuclear war and to save our children from the satanic pedophiles, and so were you. The energy that I feel right now is exponentially stronger than I've ever felt in my mission. It's so clear and so pure that the enemy's energy that I'm always able to feel, I don't even feel it. God is with us right now. You can make no mistake. So we have to be very, very focused and very, very judicious about what we say. Now, I have known this for weeks, and the evidence is all there, of massive attempted theft of the election. And last night I went on air in a two-hour emergency broadcast from the Alex Jones Network, X, you find it, at AJN Live. And last time I checked, the different versions of it had about 3 million views, which is good for an emergency show we did Saturday night. Reaching people, it should have, we were really waking up 100 million. But the point is, I got massive 50% pushback. I usually get about 5% pushback from our listeners. And I listen to our listeners. I don't think I have all the answers. That why are you saying there's massive election fraud? Why are you saying they're trying to steal it? We're going to win. Everything's great. And I went through the evidence that we need to expose that so we understand what we're going into. And now we know exactly what they're pulling and what's going to happen. And then Trump came out at about, not at about, I was watching it at about 11:10 in the coffee break room after I had just worked out for an hour and a half. And I'm sitting there watching him live in Pennsylvania, and it sounded like my show last night. Because he's looking at the same stuff I'm looking at with even more data. And he said, now you better get out and vote to override this. And he said something even more important. He said, everybody around me, you know, my campaign people know this is happening, but they're scared because they try to put you in prison for talking about it. That's when you really know you're in a tyranny. Whether you're right or wrong, you can come out and say an election was a fraud. But no, we have the evidence in live time happening now. And it's not happening in the dark like 4 years ago. It's in front of everybody. I've spent the last week showing all that, and I don't need to tell you about it, though there's a bunch of updates, and it's insane. So Trump said, people are scared, and they don't want to believe it's happening again, but it is. And if we don't override this, America's going into total tyranny, and I'm going to get put in prison, but that's okay. You're going to have to continue on. You got to get paper ballots, or we'll never get rid of this coup. And that's the truth. So don't lie to people. Winston Churchill, after England lost the battle in France at Dunkirk, got up. I played the radio address before from Parliament. And he said, I'm not going to offer you a bunch of sugar-coated garbage. All I can promise you is blood, sweat, and tears and a lot of pain. But in the end, we'll defeat the Germans and restore our country. And I'm in the exact same position, so is Trump. You're going to get the best analysis there is. And 12 hours after I said it last night, Trump said exactly the same thing, because it's the truth. We have massive guests today. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, November 3rd, 2024. We are a day and a half out from the most important election in world history, and we are already more than halfway through the election with more than 55% of the electorate voting, it's estimated. Ladies and gentlemen, I went on air last night, the two-hour emergency broadcast, and I said the steal is massive, and I went over the evidence, just a portion of it that is absolutely damning, all confirmed, in triplicate, totally insane. And the last few weeks, as early voting went on and all this happened, I noticed it hardly ever hit national news, even Fox, but it's all over local news, ABC, NBC, it's even there, of mass flipping always from Republican to Democrat, on straight ballots, hacking of all the systems, more people voting than are on the voter rolls, more people that aren't voters voting than are on the voter rolls per day in Michigan. Supreme Court of Nevada saying for 3 days after they can take unpostmarked ballots, don't even know where they came from, and use them. That's designed for fraud right there, whatever they need to get over the top. Illegal aliens in 10 states, federal courts ruling the last 2 weeks that they can vote. Supreme Court slapped down Virginia, but that's it. So illegals voting publicly in your face now. Wow, I thought that wasn't real. That right there, it's a fraud. And the difference is this isn't 4 years ago where Republicans weren't looking at this and talking about this and the Trump campaign wasn't engaged. Trump campaign's not caught flat-footed here. They've got the intel. And I'm tracking it 18 hours a day. I am working 18 hours a day. Even though I love seeing my children, I'm barely seeing them because they don't really have a future if we don't win this thing. So I am up at 5 a.m. I am asleep at midnight. Other than working out, spending a little bit of time with family and taking 5 minutes out to eat or a few minutes out to brush my teeth, that's it. Total commitment. And it is dizzying, the fraud out in the open. It is incredible. And the evidence of massive Trump landslide is everywhere. And that's why they're so scared. So it's the paradox. Winning in a landslide, but they're going to try to steal it. People say, well, which is it? Well, it's right there. He's winning massively. They're going to try to steal it. And last night, my listeners went completely ape crap. I never get 50% pushback. 50% at least. What the hell are you doing? Don't talk about conspiracies. We're going to win. You're going to discourage people. And I'm like, look, my job is to tell you the facts, not lie to people. Not sugarcoat crap. If you're looking for that, you get plenty of places that'll do it. You sure as hell get attacked when you tell the truth. Now, today they're all apologizing because Trump came out at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Perfect. It was 11 here, noon there. High noon. The key battleground state. And he said, the evidence is just massive. He said, they're fighting so hard to steal the damn thing. I'm going to play the clip in a moment. But he said, my own people are scared of what the public will think, and they're scared of being put in jail. Oh, yeah. They basically threw everybody in jail from his last administration that told the truth. So we have a responsibility when this is going on to talk about it. And then you've got this, and it's why the deep state's so panicked. There are populist polls. There are polls to manipulate people. It would take days to get into it all. But the point is, the most respected polling agencies and data groups and all the betting services that are always the most accurate had Trump winning massively. And now even top Democrat pollsters that are respected say, no, he's going to win. Well, that's why they're going crazy. So I'm not saying Trump's not going to win. And I'm also saying they'll probably blow his airplane up when he's president-elect or something like that. The surface air missile. And I say that so people get ahead of it. He's asked for months and months for the military aircraft that have the anti-missile defense systems on them that fire the flares. They won't give it to him. They said they would over a month ago. They didn't do it. And I'm telling you, even top military, even, you know, Eric Prince has come out after I said it. I popularize it, but it's all known by military people. Surface air missile is the way to do it. And this is all going down. So here's the headlines. Head pollster predicts Trump landslide. Rasmussen, all of them. Top pollster predicts Trump landslide, sweeping battleground states. Head of Rasmussen. Polymarket, Trump bullish whale, speaks out. Absolutely no political agenda. Trump set to win massively. Liberal data analyst Nat Silber says Trump favored to win. Accuses pollsters of putting finger on the scale to make election seem closer. Well, they need to. They can steal it. Democrats drafting impeachment articles in anticipation of his election victory, lawmaker claims. Andy Biggs of Arizona. Well, they're already saying they are. They've said they're going to not certify him and create civil war conditions and have armed uprisings. I mean, I played the clips like 50 times at least, each clip. Trump assures voters America will soon be an occupied country by the globalists no longer. Then mainstream media, London Guardian. Oh, dead heat polls results are astonishing and improbable, these experts say. Yeah, that's all the fake polls they try to average it out with to say, oh, it's dead heat. No, it's not. And I had the head of Rasmussen on Friday to talk about it. And they are the most accurate agency out there. That's not even debated. Go look it up. So, Pelosi, and I forgot to tell the crew to grab this, we can grab it during a break, said a bunch during the 2020 campaign. She said, it doesn't matter what he looks like, he wins that day. We'll provide the votes after that are mail-in to win. He will not be in the White House. Well, they're making similar statements now. So that's the arrogance you see. And Patrick Byrne's coming on in a few minutes. He's talked to his sources. They're basically measuring the drapes. They're admittedly doing that. They're saying he won't be allowed to be president. They're going to try. They're not all powerful. You got that with all the fraud. You've got to get ahead of that because here's the headlines. Republicans preparing to reject U.S. election results if Trump loses, warned strategist. That's right here. So they're going to challenge a Trump win and not certify it. They've all said they're top people. But then if Trump challenges it with evidence, they're saying, oh, it's total tyranny. He's Satan. So they've said they're going to challenge it if they're unable to steal it. So we're in the middle of this. We better admit where we are. They're going to try to extend it out for weeks. Or they could try to steal Texas and win Tuesday night. We'll be here covering it live. Everybody, you know, tune in at Real Alex Jones on X for 24-hour coverage, all the most best guests, all the analysis, the key intel right through this thing for however long it takes. Here is Trump in Pennsylvania at noon today, Eastern, basically saying exactly what I warned you about last night. And, of course, I'm talking to his people, and I'm looking at the numbers. I can see the same thing. But there's this attitude, well, let's not discourage people even though it's happening. No, admit it's happening. We're overriding it, hopefully, but everybody better vote. And we also should get ready for the fight because the Democrats are already saying they're going to have it for months. And then if we talk about it, oh, no, you can't do that. Here's Trump.
This country is finished. And I say it loud and clear. Everything we've been fighting for so hard to achieve for the past 9 years all comes down to the next 2 days. Think of it. We've worked in this for 9 years. And we got a phony press. We got a lot of crooked people out there. We're fighting like a son of a gun. We're fighting. They are fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on in your state. Every day, they're talking about extending hours and stuff. Who ever heard of this stuff? We should have one day voting and paper ballots. Then I just heard that a couple of states may go an extra 12 days. How the hell do you have an election? You know, they spend all of this money on these damn machines and paper ballots. You'd have the answer by 9 o'clock tonight. It's a damn shame. And I'm the only one that talks about it because everyone's afraid to damn talk about it. And then they accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist. He's a conspiracy. And they want to lock you up. They want to put you in jail. The ones that should be locked up are the ones that cheat on these horrible elections that we go through in our country. And I don't know what's going to happen. But for future elections, I won't be even a part of it. But you ought to damn well go to paper ballots. You ought to go to voter ID. And you ought to have the election over by 9 o'clock. I'm hearing now they're going to take weeks. Can you imagine? They spend all this money on machines, and they're going to say, we may take an extra 12 days to determine. And what do you think happens during that 12 days? What do you think happens? These elections have to be decided by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. Bunch of crooked people. These are crooked people.
We're a day and a half out from the main election day. Dr. Patrick M. Byrne is our guest, former CEO of Overstock, journalist. He's got a new film out with General Flynn, The Enemy Within, actually who we're defining as that, not the people, but the globalist. We'll talk about that towards the end of the hour. It's key intel. But Patrick, you have been putting out a lot of viral reports. Here's one of the headlines. Obama privately smirking, 100% confident in victory. Don't believe the polls are what you read. Election already in the bag. Harris transition team, 100% staff with Obama staff. That's even mainstream news. Republic being overthrown, our one chance is to overwhelm the rigged machines with massive turnout, which all the numbers and research shows they only got so much fraud baked in. So I want you to recap that. I went on last night, did a two-hour emergency report that millions watched, just detailing all the admitted fraud and scams and stealing that's so naked now. Illegals voting in all these states, Supreme Court slapping it down in one, more people voting per day in Michigan than are actual voters. 500,000 that aren't even voters allowed on and on and on. Take hours to go through it all we have in the last week. It's just insane. Georgia kicking out Republican poll watchers, violating law, putting up illegal drop boxes. I mean, it's just insane. And so recap what you're saying there. And people ask, what's our strategy saying this? Well, my strategy is to tell the truth that the steal's going on. I don't know if they'll be successful. That's what Trump said today. I got a lot of pushback from people. I know you got some too for saying what we're saying, but this is to get people to understand it's happening. I mean, that's just what I do, is tell you what we see happening. I'm not going to just say something just because it makes you feel good. And then people better understand we're in a serious fight here. They're saying they're not going to certify him. They're saying they're going to go to civil war conditions. They're saying they're going to have armed uprisings. I can play the clips. You've seen them. And so how do we respond to that? You're a respected, smart guy. Recap what you said and where we are now and what you make of Trump basically agreeing with you and I today.
Well, the first thing to know is don't be defeated. We absolutely can beat this. We absolutely can beat this. But secondly, as I said, I have sources within close to Kamala Harris, and she was in a meeting with them just within, I can't be too specific, but within, say, the last 48 hours. And the word is in that meeting, do not be that. They're smirking, and they think they have it in the bag, and they're saying, don't believe the polls, don't worry about a thing, we've got this, and with a little smirk. And that's because they believe they're going to be able to flip the votes and cheat. Now, don't take that for a moment to defeat you and say, well, what's the point of voting? You absolutely can beat it. If you go out and vote and you get all your friends, your liberty-loving friends to go out and vote, people need to understand this is the end of the American experiment if this Bolshevik revolution continues, and that's what this is, that if they get one more bite at the apple, it's over. So don't, on the one hand, face your situation honestly, and that is they are expecting to cheat and to move things several points and to win in the counting process. But don't give up. Don't let that make you feel defeated and give up. There is a way to beat it, and there's only one way to beat it, and that is everyone getting out there and voting and bringing everyone you can who's pro-liberty, making sure that they vote too. It's the only way we can defeat this, but we absolutely can defeat it. If you do that, there's nothing more that you and I can do. You've done so much, Alex. There's nothing more you and I can do.
That's right. And you say the country's over. That's the communist strategy, is to collapse it. They admit that's the plan. All of her policies would instantly collapse it. Warren Buffett is going completely out of the stock market. All the big business company people I know billionaires. I know you're a very wealthy man. You know Warren Buffett well. That's on record as one, you know, let's just leave it at that. I mean, they know, and it's being signaled. I talked to some major executives today in Houston. They said they're preparing for total collapse if Kamala gets in. And so why don't you explain that to people?
Yes. Well, their plan is, it's funny. All these years we thought, I wondered where lefties came from, because I thought that so often what they wanted to do would clearly be bad for the long-term health of the country. And it just turns out they didn't care. That's really the plan. There's this Cloward Piven strategy. We've talked about it before, which was to basically reduce the U.S. to rubble, and then out of the rubble, they think they emerge in charge. And that's how the tyrants conquer the United States. So all along, we thought we had people on our team who we saw things differently, but we were all trying to accomplish the same goal, to lift the United States, to lift people here. They're not even on board with that program. They want it to collapse. And they've always hated our Constitution. They've always hated, constitutions are what limit governments, and tyrants, they have all these, I grew up around these lefties. They have all these ambitious plans for how they think they could make things better. And the Constitution shackles them from their plans. And so that's why I always thought they hated it. But I've actually realized in the last few years, hanging around a lot of you and even the Christian community, that some of that they're right. They said that some people are just demons. They just hate. That to them it would be the accomplishment of a lifetime, of 100 lifetimes, if they can collapse the United States. They feel there are people who get satisfaction out of building a house, and there are other people who basically get satisfaction out of burning it down, saying, "Look, anything you can build, we can burn down." They're just this weird mentality. And they want to collapse.
No, I totally agree. I mean, hell, I can show you 100 articles in 5 minutes searching the web of the New York Times and others saying, time to get rid of the Constitution. Don't ask questions. The Bill of Rights isn't good. America's not good. They want to bring in this globalist tyranny. So getting back to what you said yesterday, 2 days ago, Trump responding, you saw that clip while you were coming on. I'm sure you've already seen it. He says they're fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. They're going to collapse the country if they can do it. That's just a truthful statement. He said, you better get out and vote. You know, we've got a real shot at this, and we've got even liberal polls are saying, yes, a Trump victory is there. So looking at this and trying to explain to people, with the left saying they've got different strategies to block it, to not certify it, or they can steal it, what are the different scenarios from the different things they've been preparing that you see, Patrick?
Well, the different scenarios, what the lefties don't get is they're just tools that if this happens and the U.S. collapses, first of all, in the Civil War and the ensuing effects, and this has all been modeled out in D.C., 90% of people die off in the first year from supply chain collapse, just like an EMP, supply chain collapse of food, fuel, and pharmaceuticals. 90% are dead within 1 year. And then what really happens is China occupies us. They have a plan. Well, the lefty plan is that they take over out of the rubble and now they're in charge unfettered. But the real plan that matters is the Chinese plan. The Chinese plan, and this is in their national security literature. You read a book called The 100-Year Marathon. Their plan drive us into this kind of a civil war. And 80 to 90% collapse from the supply chain collapse. The cartels are given 3 years to rape, pillage, loot, and burn, and then they withdraw and China occupies us. We become
and by the way,
China.
Top Chinese generals say that on state-run TV in China. We played the clips. That's in the Pentagon reports. That is the official battle plan. They're working with the Democratic Party to do it, so the leadership knows what they're doing, but the average even people, minions, don't. And as you pointed out, that's in the Weatherman plans that came out in federal court in the early 70s that Larry Graffwald exposed, where Obama's top advisors were openly saying the exact plan, break the U.S., civil war, Cloward and Piven, then bring in Chinese troops. So that's how crazy this is. You're not making it up.
And there was a famous Chinese general. He was Minister of Defense and Vice Chair of the party. He retired in 2003. He gave a speech that leaked in 2008. His name was Chu Haotian. You can look up the secret speech of Chu Haotian. And he said a whole bunch of this. And that article that you just put up doesn't even get it right. It's not like China replaces us from over in China. The plan is when we collapse, everyone gets exterminated other than maybe 30 million whites who are kept alive as slaves for a few years to turn things over. Everyone else is rounded up and put in FEMA camps, so they just die from the creation of a walking dead world. China has polluted 80% of their own groundwater. They don't care. For 2,500 years, China has had this problem. They have terrible land. 4 to 8% of their land is arable. The United States is the greatest farmland in the world. They will occupy us. Every home of any size in America, Alex, I've never been to your home, but I assume you have a nice home. You can be assured that there's some Chinese colonel or general or CCP poobah who he's already been issued a deed to your home. He looks at your home. He looks on Google Earth once a month. He sees that new hot tub swimming pool you put in. He thanks you for it, Alex. He thinks he's occupying that. And by 2028 or maybe 2027, originally the plan was 1949 to 2049. That was the 100-year marathon. In 2010, they publicly, within China, advanced the plan from 2049 to 2030. After the 2020 election, they internally started saying it's all over by 2028.
No, I played the clips the last year from Chinese national television where they say the plan is ahead of schedule.
Yeah, and they will collapse. And again, it's the collapse through, they don't care. They collapse us into civil war. Just life, the walking dead world that results, does 80% of the work. They have the cartels emerge. You know that Obama already left 3 million AR-15s and a trillion rounds of ammo around. By the way, it's on Indian reservations. There's great depots on Indian reservations, along with the 2,000 federal agencies. They collapse. 3 years, the cartels are given to rape, pillage, loot, and burn. Then they get the order to withdraw. And China, actually, the deal was struck between Russia and China in 1993. And the deal is Russia gets Alaska and Western Canada. China gets the U.S. and Eastern Canada. And that's a deal they came to when China saw what happened to the Soviet Union. They went over in 93 and they made this deal with the Russians. And that's the plan.
All right. Stay there. I want to come back. And folks, this sounds crazy. You can look it all up. It's actually on the record. I want to discuss with you what we can do in these final hours to get other people to vote, but also what the Democrats have been telegraphing. And I think it's very good. I mean, we got 30 seconds, but don't you think it's good that Trump came out and agreed with us this morning?
I love that he did. I love that he did. I just saw that for the first time on your clip. The issue is they're going to try to force us. They're being so egregious and in our face. They want to force us to do something so then they can crack down the federal government and say, oh, we're cracking down on these people who don't accept Democratic.
Exactly. Stay there. They're planting false flags. Dead on. Stay with me. So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great T-shirts and incredible blow-you-away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, DallasJonesStore.com. There's a VIP section on there that I noticed was getting really a lot of traction, and because I hadn't really... You know, because other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Bigly, great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, J6ers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. all the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes it becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. TheAlexJonesStore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts because they know I'm for real and I can't be bought and I can't be intimidated and I'm wild and I scare them. And I don't know why I'm such a lovable, friendly person, but Satanists and pedophiles do not like me. And that's good, because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them. We've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the New World Orders, everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous, because they're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win. I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor to dictate total control over us with a social credit score. And that it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are go. 9 days, 9 hours, 26 minutes, 34 seconds till the potential shutdown of InfoWars. If you don't know about that, just type in InfoWars. We shut down November 13th. It's all over Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, you name it. And that's emblematic of the attack on free press. We're a day and a half out from the heart of the election. Already over half the folks have voted in the country. And how many days are we out? If he can get past the fraud to inauguration, because that's the real danger zone, those 78 days, because we're 2 days technically out from the heart of the election, day and a half, and there's 76 when the Democrats have said they're going to drive him from power, they're going to have civil insurrection, they're not going to certify him in those 77 days. It's up to us to not get baited in or get set up on January 6th. The FBI says, the feds say it's imminent. Trump supporters are going to stage violent attacks and terror. No, they're going to false flag us. Patrick Byrne was starting to get to that when we went to break. But before we go back to him, we need to be on air one way or another if they shut down InfoWars in 9 days. Backup studios are there, all of it. But it takes funds for the crew and other things and my legal battles with the establishment. You support us, we can keep fighting indefinitely unless they pull the internet kill switch, which is coming. And you'll still be able to go on the web. You'll just go to establishment websites. They'll shut everything down. They've said they're planning to. Kamala has said she wants to. Remember, Tim Walz turns out as a communist Chinese sex handler and is a communist agent. Congress came out last week and said, no, he's an operative. Of course, Confucius Society, all of it. So Patrick Byrne was talking about that. This isn't a game. This is asymmetrical fifth generational warfare. But America's waking up. The world's waking up. Populists are getting elected. People are waking up to the WEF and the alliance with China. So we're rising. That's accelerating their program. And so please go to thealexjonesstore.com, get incredible supplements, great T-shirts, hoodies, ball caps to spread the word, meet like-minded people to be visible in the third dimension, incredible superfoods like our ultimate green product, Optimal Human that's so highly rated, and, of course, the ultimate CMOS, great superfood, full of the iodine and everything else. Go there, thealexjonesstore.com, and my dad's supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com, with great supplements there. That's what's going to fund this place regardless in the future, plus the great products you need. I'm asking for your help. I'm counting on you. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this because things are so urgent, but we need the support. You want to keep us on air. We are vital in the fight. We're always ahead of basically everybody else except for a few folks, and that's why they hate us so much, thealexjonesstore.com, and I humbly ask for your support and humbly thank you. All right, Patrick Byrne, going back to where you got cut off the break, and we'll get into the enemy within and the enemy within and more, and just cut the suspense with a knife here. You were talking about what they're preparing, what they're planning, how they would roll that out. How would they legitimize challenging his election? How would they not certify? Well, have a new January 6th, much bigger, mixed with a Governor Whitmer type fake kidnapping plot. I mean, that's my view. What do you see from their pre-preparation, sir?
Well, first of all, the way we don't fall for January 6th again is do not think of nationals swarming the Capitol. What should have happened in 2020 and what I favored as a replacement after December 18th as an alternative was people going to their state capitals. There was something called the Jericho March in that same month where people went out to their state capitals and protested. If we have people at 50 state capitals making themselves heard peacefully and everything constitutionally protest, that's how we have to show our support. When they cheat, one of the aspects of the color revolution, they have rent-a-mobs. They have rent-a-mobs just like Kamala Harris has rent-a-crowds. They'll have rent-a-mobs. And then the media will be saying, oh, these are great people fighting for democracy. They're fighting to stand against this dictator Trump. So people have to check out of the mainstream media and check as many people out of the mainstream media as you can. And secondly, do not descend on Washington, D.C. Be it protesting invisible at your state capitals, their whole mission, they call it become ungovernable. If Trump wins, he's obviously going to win if it were a legitimate election without this cheating. He'd win in the biggest landslide in history. But their plot is to become ungovernable and then have the media hold them up as the heroic heroes fighting against tyranny. Flip that script. You become not ungovernable because you're peaceful, but you do it in your states, in your counties, and you make it and you have the alternative press reporting the truth that we're the good guys, we're the constitutional guys, and do not do anything to help the mainstream push this narrative that says, oh, these are these noble people fighting against, you know, these rent-a-mobs or noble people fighting against democracy. Enough people are checked out that it can work this time. And don't descend on Washington, D.C. Keep your protests confined to your state, to your county seats, and especially your state
capitals. And Patrick, calling into C-SPAN, calling into talk radio, calling the governors, the attorney generals, telling them to stand with Trump against the fraud. Look at this. Washington State governor activates National Guard for election violence. They've been pre-programming in thousands of articles that I've seen that Trump supporters are going to attack and kill and bomb or shoot election workers. That's never going to happen. If it happens, clearly a false flag. So I see that as when these Democrat rent-a-mobs come out, somebody from a parking garage or something, God forbid, attacks them, then that's blamed on Trump supporters. We see all the pre-programming. What do you say to that?
Maintain the moral high ground. Maintain the moral high ground. You know, Buffett taught me once, I was in kind of an ambiguous business situation and somebody wasn't acting good on the other side, acting well. And I called him for advice and he said, you know, they were being down and dirty and I had to get down and dirty to defeat him. But how far do you go? And his advice to me was, he thought a bit and he said, always be better than the other guy. In fact, be a couple few steps better than the other guy, because you're always going to miss, you're going to misestimate your own principles. So always be a few steps better than the other guy.
Patrick, I hear what you're saying, but my question is, clearly, if they're saying Trump supporters are doing all this violence, we're not going to do that. Clearly, we have this history of them provocateuring things. Clearly, they're pre-programming four false flags to be blamed on us. What do we do at that point?
Well, don't fall for the Azzam provocateur. As soon as you fall for the Azzam provocateur stuff, you see what happened with January 6th. But you got to get out there and be visible. Like, they're going to be visible, be visible, and don't buy their psyop. They try to make you feel ashamed for what, that you're on the wrong side or something. Just that I've got some clown writing me now that he knows me, and they try to make you feel shame. They're demented. So, but make yourself visible. And when you wear an American flag or whatever the symbol is, and you're out there and they try to act like you're just, remember, they're the fascists. They're the extremists. Fascism is a phenomenon of the left. Mussolini was a socialist. He was the editor of this socialist magazine of Italy, Avanti. Fascism is a lefty phenomenon. And we want to keep peaceful. We absolutely want to keep peaceful. Anything we do, they will, the Chinese
well,
have
sure,
a
I
saying.
Mean, Nazi starts, I mean, it means National Socialist Workers' Party. Sorry, the Chinese have a saying.
Yeah, there's the National Socialists and the International Socialists. The International Socialists are the communists. The National Socialists or fascists, that's another kind of socialist. The fights between them are just intramural fights. The Chinese have a saying, Kan Mao Hua Hu. It means see a cat, paint a tiger. If somebody sees a cat, then they turn around and paint it as a tiger. Remember that that's what they do and what the mainstream media does. Any cat you give them, they're going to paint as a tiger. So don't give them a cat. You're not worried about
it. No, I understand. So let's walk through the technicals, and I agree with you. Clearly, they've said they're not going to accept it. Raskin's their main guy, spokesman on Bill Maher, saying it. Clearly, Carbo's calling for armed uprisings because Trump's Hitler coming to kill black people. None of it makes sense unless they stage an event as the pretext to make that come true. And it could be even small, see a cat, paint a tiger. What other shenanigans do you think they're going to pull? And how do we override that? And what should Trump be saying?
Well, I can tell you really just what they're going to do. The trend of Aragua and these folks that you know about, the Venezuelans, they're in Atlanta, Chicago, New York, and L.A., and I believe their orders, their instructions are to start a race war. They're going to deal with the black mafias and try to get them to fight the Sicilian mafias, the white mafias, and from that, we get a race war. Just remember, we can't have, this can't be about white, black, or anything racial. So any signs of any racism or stuff, we have to eschew and show that that is not. There's no tolerance for that on our side. But they're going to, I think this week, I think it's maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday, they're going to begin trying to start a race war. And we have to make sure that doesn't happen. So there's that. There is a constitutional solution. You know, the Constitution has Article 4, Section 4, that guarantees that the federal government guarantees to maintain a Republican form of government in every state. And what that means is Rhode Island couldn't just vote itself into being a monarchy. Now, I would say that, so the Constitution is a contract between the states and this organization they created called the federal government. They clearly have dropped, aren't keeping up their end of that contract. There's got to be an Article 4 lawsuit. Now, this is language that 150 years ago, some justices decided was non-justiciable. They said, well, this is just some flowery language in the Constitution. It doesn't really count. Clarence Thomas, about two decades ago, he wrote a dissent to something where he said, this is not just flowery language. This is very specific language that has meaning. And we may be ending up turning to that and going to the Supreme Court if because the federal government is clearly allowing and channeling corruption to disrupt the constitutional order. And so they are absolutely failing in their Article 4 duties. So I expect a lawsuit along those lines. But the truth is, we can beat it through massive turnout. We've seen over and over, you know, they expected to win the House in 2022. And we fought tooth and nail. We didn't end election cheating, but we made it more and more difficult. So it was more and more difficult for the cheat, and we ended up winning. It wasn't the 30-seat red wave, but it was 5 seats. You do make a difference by voting, and we have throttled so many of the avenues of cheating that they're going to have to turn to an extreme, their most extreme level of cheating. And I described this on a show the other day. I see it's got millions of views. You want me to walk through what the ultimate, their fallback way of cheating is?
Yes, I want to walk through, because there's massive evidence of all of it out in the open this time. They're not doing it in the dark this time. But I want to go back to something you said 5 minutes ago. The Pentagon and Reagan, and it came out during the Iran-Contra hearings, but it was separate, had Rex 84 preparedness exercise. It's on Wikipedia, folks. You can look it up. We'll put it on screen. It's not Oliver North. You just type in REX84. There it is. And that's separate what was happening down in Nicaragua, El Salvador. This just came out during the hearings. And in Rex 84, they talk about the left and communists using gangs as uprisings to bring down the country and start a civil war and collapse it. Well, the left is actually using that playbook now. And Rex 84 was a response to Reagan, knowing about the weathermen who trained Obama's plan for this. So this is really, they're running the same operation that they knew was getting prepped in the mid-80s. Again, I want to just back up what you were saying, Patrick Byrne.
Well, I can tell you they have a fallback way of cheating that we now have absolute 100% proof of. And I can walk you through that?
Walk through what you're saying.
Okay, this is going to sound technical. I got a way to explain it where it's not technical. Within the machines, what they do is at the last minute, there's always a glitch and they have to download a patch. Like you just saw in Michigan, and the Michigan goon Secretary of State, Benson Soros gal, came out and said, we got to download a patch, and it's not just Michigan, it's nationwide. They download a patch and it opens up a hole, so to speak, in the back of the machine security. They then connect to Serbia. And we know the office in Serbia, the office has Chinese nationals in it. All this is illegal. From the Serbian office, they connect in the back of the machine. They create within the election server something called a virtual machine. A virtual machine is something that came around about two decades ago where you, on a computer, you create as if there's a second machine and you're working on two separate machines when you work at it. But that second machine is not physical. It just exists virtually within the first machine. They come in through this virtual machine. They alter the hard drive to give any results they want. They can make that machine stand up and whistle Dixie. And then they withdraw. They collapse the virtual machine and close off that VPN connection back to Serbia. And you can't find this unless you do a detailed forensic bits and bytes audit. And we now know that's how they do it as a last step. They can just force anything they want to come out of it by taking this step. And incidentally, they didn't even admit that they had an office in Serbia until we brought it out. And then they said, well, it's an R&D office. It's not an R&D office. It's the center of gravity, frankly.
And now let's raise this. What do we have with the other Soros operative that tried to take Trump off the ballot there in Colorado? Magically, 62 of the 63 counties, all the code keys the computers got given up there. I mean, this looks bad.
Yes, and I'm going to say this, the password on these machines, I'm going to say this with an asterisk, the password comes from the factory as password 123. And it's just they're supposed to get the machine and set it to something else. And that got leaked. And the passwords for 63 out of 64 counties got leaked. But because so many of the same county of the counties around the country never changed their password, that password works for everybody. Now, here's the asterisk. It isn't actually password 123. I wouldn't want to be accused of doing anything that violates it. It's something equally silly, equally simple that everyone on the know already knows what the password is. But it's something that simple as the password, and all over the country they leave it. They leave it one of two or three very simple passwords. So by leaking those 63 out of 64 counties, which the Secretary of State did, notwithstanding she just put a woman in prison for 9 years for accusing her of doing the same thing, which she didn't even do. But it's not just 63 out of 64 counties. That compromised the machines nationwide because so many of them have kept the machines on password 123. And again, that's not quite accurately exactly the password. It's something similar, silly to that.
All right, Patrick. And of course, that's all on record. You're right. We put the AP up on screen admitting it. What's crazy is they admit illegals are voting all over the country now. Federal judges are ruling they can't, other than the one Supreme Court ruling on Virginia saying they can't. They admit they're going to just accept ballots. They don't know where they came from after the election. Now the Democrats are saying it'll be weeks and weeks and weeks. They then want to use that to gin up some type of civil unrest or provocateur event. We've already talked about how to respond to that, but we need not just you and I, but we need, and Trump's starting to do it, other people to get ahead of this and point it out. And when you've been exposing it, you're not doing it to demoralize people by pointing out they stole it 4 years ago and all the films, all the money you spent exposing it. Now we've got attention to it, and now there's a lot more spotlights on this, and it's mitigated it some, even though there's more intense fraud being attempted. And as Trump said, we're in the process of educating people about this. We can't just not talk about it. We've got to admit the situation.
Yes, and you have to admit it. And the way to fight it right now is getting out to vote and getting every patriot you know, make sure they vote. That the more you do that, the you overwhelm the rig, and we can overwhelm the rig. If what they do is they shut down, their plan is to become ungovernable. They make it appear that they're everywhere, and the press, ideally for them, will report, oh, these are the heroes standing up to tyranny. We have to stand up. We have to be visible in a peaceful way. And you know what? There's a lot of the press that's breaking. There are judges that are breaking. The Minnesota Supreme Court did something very good. The Fifth Circuit did something good. The Virginia said no. The Supreme Court, SCOTUS, said Virginia can prevent the order of putting 1,600 more illegals on.
So we are pushing back, because you're a big computer guy. It's not just Alex saying this. We are pushing back, and that's why the system's so scared. And I know they're arrogant to their top campaign people to keep them in place, and that's also a tactic, but I can tell people behind the scenes and the things I'm seeing in that lip reading of Obama and Biden a few weeks ago, they're scared. They're scared. And Democrat top pollsters are saying, no, Kamala's set to lose, and Rasmussen is very, very respected. They say, no, Trump's about to win big. So are the betting markets. Let's be clear. Trump's winning. We're just we're exposing their attempted theft.
Rasmussen is the best. They're the only one to trust. The other polls are there just to manipulate the public. They have no basis in reality. So Rasmussen is the best, and he's conservative in the sense of, and even using conservative assumptions, it shows Trump is going to significantly win.
And let's be clear, so, Patrick Byrne and I are not just saying that. You can go look at them for the last 30 years, and they are the most accurate by outside rating agencies. Say, no, they're the best. I mean, that's just a fact.
Yeah. They use techniques that are very similar to how corporations measure their consumer satisfaction. It's much more scientific than these other polls. I saw something like CBS or NBC was using a poll showing that things were neck and neck, but they had to assume that 45% of the population is Democrat. The underlying assumptions, you can use underlying assumptions to manipulate
Patrick,
the poll.
Patrick Byrne, stay there. Patrick, hold on. Your Skype went out for about 6 seconds. Let's let it get stabilizing now. I'm going to come right back to you in a moment while that stabilizes. But folks, this is hardcore, accurate information. Roger Stone's coming out with big intel, exclusive, Naomi Wolf, and so much. I'm going to do most of the show tonight. He's loaded for bear in the last hour. We're going to have Chase Geyser in here for Sunday Night Live. Full coverage tomorrow, extended overnight coverage Tuesday night. I believe it's going to get held up. It's going to be a fiasco. We're going to be here continually at Infowars.com/show, band.video, Real Alex Jones on X. Share those coordinates. And at AJN for AJ Network, AJN Live. Follow that on X. Patrick, continue.
It's absolutely beatable through normal means. But you have to get everyone to vote. They do have a fallback plan where they can come in the back through Serbia and rig the machines. But now we know that. We know it. We have it. I've spent a whole bunch of time in Central Europe. We've uncovered it. We know how it all works. It's run out of Serbia. Get this. It's run on Huawei machines. Our elections are effectively being run on Huawei banned Chinese machines in Serbia. And the office, first of all, everyone who touches this code is supposed to be a vetted American citizen. It's a big shock to find out that the code is actually being run out of Serbia. That's the center of gravity. And nationals in that office. In Serbia.
Patrick, I want to get you on in the next few days as well. Stay there. Do 5 more minutes. We start the hour ahead of Roger Stone joining us. But I want to get to your new film that's so important. We put it on screen, The Enemy Within. We're not talking about the people. We're talking about the globalists. Let's play a quick 2-minute trailer for this amazing new documentary. Here it is.
My name is Patrick Byrne, domestic extremist threat number one. Or not. Perhaps I'm just somebody who's willing to say the emperor has no clothes. You can decide for yourself.
Patrick Byrne.
They're following everything that you've been working on.
Yes, sir. Understood.
You may know of me as the CEO of this $2 billion e-commerce company, but really, I have this other life.
You have an unusual relationship with the United States government?
Sir, why are you bringing this up?
The FBI needed me to set up a bribe.
We can't have agents running around creating crimes.
You know, it would violate too many rules for us to do it, but if you're willing to go do it, we'll look the other way.
Hello, my name is Maria Butina.
Then I would make it happen. Instead of being happy, they say,
just let it play.
Huh?
What?
Let it play?
Now, I know this may look like the deep throat scene from All the President's Men, but where do you think that stuff comes from? These things happen.
What you think you know.
I was encouraged to have a relationship.
What you think you are.
And it's heated up.
I'm going to meet the Trumps.
I was starting to realize the feds were using Maria to smudge up the Republican Party. And they were using me to use Maria. And this truth is going to be so explosive.
Erase every moment from your memory.
If you do this long enough, you begin to feel like an enemy of your own country.
And arrest this Russian grad student so they could say, no, there is an actual Russian at the center of our Russian collusion drama. A civilization all begins with the rule of law. And once that gets corrupted, it's like my worst fears have just been realized. I don't know, maybe I'm just being sensitive.
EnemyWithin.movie. He's going to come back to 5 more minutes with us, but notice what just broke this week. The FBI trying to put sex operatives inside the Trump campaign, but of course they couldn't find anybody that was a traitor, so none of it worked. They also tried to set me up repeatedly to take money, quote, from Russians, so I called other offices of the FBI and, of course, exposed it all. Let's just leave it at that. We'll be right back with hour number two. We'll finish up with Patrick Byrne. Then Roger Stone has got all the latest and so much more. Naomi Wolf, it's all coming up tonight. Vote, vote, vote. Take the live feeds from Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones and Infowars, and share them on X now, now, now. You are the Paul Revere's.
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance, old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting added every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, and it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves. Because it's true, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. And I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well, and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.